MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 15, 2025. The rain has helped, but Cape Ann is still under a water use restriction, and Raleigh detectives have made an arrest in a land for sale scam. Showers near 60 inland, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:48 p.m. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has downgraded the drought level of northeast region of the state from critical to significant, resulting in a loosening of water restrictions in Gloucester. The city has plenty of water capacity in its various reservoirs to meet its needs now and into the future, despite the imposition of water use restrictions based on regional drought conditions. The city says its east reservoir system of the Babson and Goose Cove reservoirs are at 97% capacity, compared with 88% at the end of March. The temporary outdoor water restrictions are part of a statewide effort to conserve water and do not reflect any immediate shortage or long-term supply issue for Gloucester. Amy Palmer of Ipswich Local News is writing, the Rowley Police Department has charged a suspect in connection with rental property and land for sale scams in town. Detective Lucas Tubbs identified the suspect, a 30-year-old male from Tacoma, Washington, according to Acting Police Chief Stephen May. The suspect is being charged with larceny over $250 from a disabled person and larceny over $1,200 by single scheme, according to the police. Rowley police say they received reports from a local realtor about a scammer who was trying to sell land that they did not own in town. There have also been rental scams along Main Street, in which a fraudster claimed certain units were for rent, took unsuspecting individuals' deposits, and disappeared. This comes amid a rise in reports of quitclaim deed fraud across the region, spanning Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island, according to the FBI. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
North Shore photojournalist Stanley Foreman was out early Monday morning looking for whales near shore when he happened upon the scene of a shooting in Salem.
So this morning I made my mind I'd go over to Nahant and get a sunrise and see if I could find whales. So I was there at 5:45 this morning. I made a moonshot over Boston from Lynn from the Nahant Rotary. Then I made another shot of the sunrise from Nahant looking out at Egg Rock. And then I got bored. I didn't see any seagulls looking for bait fish, which brings in the whales, so I didn't spend any time there. And I went back to Beverly, and no sooner did I get in Beverly, and they had shots fired in Salem.
Oh, geez.
I can't think of the street right this second. And they had shots fired in Salem, and I went there. I was at the McDonald's, my usual resting stop on Elliott Street, and I went there, and there were at least 25 to 50 casings on the ground. An Uber driver told me that he came to pick up three young men, and as they were getting in the car, someone opened up, and the only thing that was hit was his windshield.
That's photojournalist Stanley Foreman, three-time Pulitzer Prize recipient. The Salem News reports police are investigating that shooting, which took place on Albion Street. An Uber driver arrived to pick up three fares at a home shortly before 7 a.m. As the men were getting into the vehicle, multiple gunshots were fired from somebody on the street, striking the Uber driver's vehicle. At least one bullet hit the windshield, according to reports. A brief statement from Salem police said officers responded to a shots fired call on Monday morning, but no one was hurt. And Isaac Green is writing on itemlive.com. Lynn City officials say major water and sewer infrastructure upgrades are nearing completion, but rising debt, state-imposed drought restrictions, and evolving housing regulations continue to shape the path forward. At Monday's Lynn Water and Sewer Commission meeting, staff reported that upgrades to Lynn's wastewater treatment facility are 94% complete, with February's invoice totaling $1.3 million. The work, ongoing for more than 3 years, is funded through the Massachusetts State Revolving Fund and will result in two loans, each around $37 million once the project is finished. Repayment over 30 years at 2% interest is expected to add approximately $13 million in annual debt service to the department's budget. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, in North Shore College Baseball, Endicott's Joey Fremartino of North Reading High School has been named League Player of the Week. The Gulls outfielder went 8 for 15 with a home run and 3 stolen bases. Endicott is now 21-3 for the season and will play at Southern Maine tomorrow. Salem State baseball team split a doubleheader with Westfield State on Monday. The Vikings now have a record of 8-12. In high school baseball, Marblehead beat Salem 4-1. Owen Coyne picked up the save on the mound for the Magicians. In boys lacrosse yesterday, Swampscott topped Gloucester 14-2. Chase Russo with 6 goals for the Big Blue. It was Marblehead 17, Danvers 3, and Masconomet over Peabody 15-6. Colin Driscoll had 6 goals for the Chieftains. In girls lacrosse, Peabody beat Masco 15-6, with the Tanners' Brooke Lemazny getting her 400th career point. She is the school's all-time point leader. Celtics are off until the weekend at the start of the NBA playoffs. Bruins host the Devils tonight. Red Sox fell into the Gulf of Mexico last night 16-1. It was 14-1 Tampa Bay after 3 innings. Series resumes tonight in Florida. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.